Unless something dramatic happens by New Year's Eve, California water users are about to be put on a crash diet. Interior Secretary Gail Norton says she's getting ready to cut off California's chronic overuse of the Colorado River on January 1st, 12 years earlier than planned. She made the announcement at the annual conference of the seven states that use the Colorado, many of which have long demanded that California stop taking more than its share. From the conference in Las Vegas, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
It's amazing what diverting the Colorado River can help you do in the arid West. You can build replicas of the fountains of Rome, the Venetian canals, and jungle waterfalls, and that's just on the Las Vegas Strip. You can also quench the thirst and water the lawns of millions. And if you're the 400 or so farmers of Southern California's Imperial Valley, you can turn the desert into a farming oasis worth $1 billion a year in sugar beets, cotton, and melons. In fact, it was a decision by those 400 farmers last week that has reignited the West's infamous water wars and prompted this declaration by Secretary Norton yesterday.
As secretary and as river master, I must enforce the law of the river. This means that I will hold California to its express covenant made in 1929 to limit its use of the Colorado River water to 4.4 million acre feet.
California has long used more than 5 million acre-feet per year, often at the expense of its fast-growing neighbors. An acre-foot of water is roughly what two households use in a year. Yet three-quarters of California's river water goes not to houses or businesses, but to those farmers in the Imperial Valley, essentially because they claimed the water rights first. The farmers, represented by the Imperial Irrigation District, or IID, had been on the verge of a long-term deal to fallow some of their land and sell their unused water to coastal cities at a big markup. But at the last minute, the IID backed out. Andy Horn is on the IID board.
Entering into a 75-year agreement, we just felt there was too much doubt about how this program would work for the Imperial Valley. And ultimately, our board just decided that we weren't comfortable until some of those uncertainties have been resolved.
The problem is that deal was an essential part of a broader blueprint for how California proposes to make do with less water. If that blueprint is in place by the end of the year, the state can actually have until 2015 to wean itself from surplus river water. But Secretary Norton says without the plan, she will have no choice but to cut the flow January 1st.
While we have not yet finalized the details, it is fair to say that there will be actual reductions through the Colorado River Aqueduct next month.
And since California cities are lowest on the totem pole when it comes to water rights, they're the ones who will feel the cutback. Ron Gastelum heads Southern California's Metropolitan Water District, which supplies 17 million people.
We calculate that we have upwards of 2 years of water in storage to be able to manage this immediate impact.
But that impact, he concedes, could be serious. His agency is working on new sources of water, such as desalination, and deals with farmers in Northern California. The breakdown of California's water-sharing plan is also affecting and angering other states along the Colorado. For example, the federal legal step needed to cut off California's surplus water might, as a side effect, cut off Nevada's, too. Pat Mulroy, general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, says the Imperial Valley farmers have not made themselves very popular.
Well, there aren't very many parties left for them to alienate at this point. They have alienated every water district in the state of California. They've alienated every one of the other basin states. They've alienated the federal government. I don't know who's left.
In their defense, the Imperial farmers say the water transfer to cities could have left them stuck with a big environmental problem. The runoff water from their farms sustains California's Salton Sea, an inland lake that has become an important animal refuge. Having less irrigation water would hurt the Salton Sea and possibly leave the farmers on the hook for violating the Endangered Species Act. Andy Horn of the Imperial Irrigation District doesn't think those issues can be dealt with in time to avert the shutoff.
I think it'll be at least that. It'll be into next year, I think, before any of those solutions can be resolved.
Which means the aqueduct that carries Colorado River water to cities like Los Angeles and San Diego may well be running only half full in a few weeks. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Las Vegas.